You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend, Javier Gonzalez. Is it okay if I call you my good friend?
Absolutely.
All right, high five. Now, he's the CEO of Emerge Americas. I met Javier when he was working. I met you when you were working for Manny at Terramark.
Yeah, absolutely. At a previous life.
In a previous life. But hey, you know, that's the best thing that we've got in this town from a technology standpoint is we got Manny. Now, tell me a little bit. I know Manny just started a new gig and it's got just a real small market cap. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Manny, in his true visionary form, has launched a great new company right here in Miami. Called Sixterra Technologies. And what he's really done is brought together a set of 57 data centers that were acquired from CenturyLink together with a portfolio of technology, of cybersecurity companies that are really at the cutting edge of innovation in the cybersecurity space, and built a brand new company that's really all about secure infrastructure and bringing cybersecurity to the level of all the innovation that has happened across the IT infrastructure spectrum. So it's really exciting. I mean, again, it's about a $3 billion deal. So and this company is based right here in Miami. I think it's a great shot for what is happening and a kind of shot of energy for everything that's happening in the developing ecosystem here. And to have a company of that size and kind of importance based in Miami is going to be big. They're going to have a big presence at Emerge Americas. You know, Manny will play a big role in talking about the vision of what cybersecurity is going to be about and how it's going to impact the future of the economy. So we're really excited about, you know, what Manny's doing, how they're going to have a role at Emerge, obviously, this year. But, you know, and I think it really plays well into what has been, again, the overall innovation that's being driven here in the market, whether it's, you know, a lot of the different companies that are raising enormous amounts of money. You know, Modernizing Medicine just yesterday announced over $200 million investment. You had a company, Chewy, being acquired by PetSmart for over $3 billion. And you've had a number of other companies like MealPal, Nimbus, JetSmarter. All of these companies are raising $10 million and up rounds of funding. And I think it's really kind of the evolution or kind of the all of the seeds that we've planted are coming to fruition. And these entrepreneurs and these companies are really building and doing something really innovative. And those are the kinds of things that you find at Emerge, where you're able to run into them regardless of what business you're in, you know, whether you're in real estate, you're in accounting, you're a lawyer, you're a banker, whatever you, this kind of wave of innovation and this developing ecosystem is going to impact everybody. And at Emerge, we offer that platform to run into these folks and really kind of engage with them and see what role everybody can play.
The word is collision.
That's right. That's right. We set it up for the accidental collisions that could change people's lives.
Well, that's the whole thing. And you know, you've got some great entrepreneurs here in town. You mentioned a number of them. And the one thing that I've always found to be really interesting is the fact that you go out and you solve problems. We talked about what problem are you solving with, you know, with the cybersecurity. That's a big problem. I can tell you right now, whenever we do cybersecurity content on this show and we repurpose it, it always gets the maximum number. It leads the way by far. Yeah. About what the topics that people are interested in, because everybody needs to protect themselves.
Yep.
And every time you turn off your computer and it spins around and says there's one or two updates, that's because they found another hacker, another person that's after you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's at the very core of what the new business, what Sixterra is all about, is really bringing up to speed what is the security offerings. Because at the end of the day, the cybersecurity products and services that are out in the market haven't changed that dramatically in the last 20 or 30 years. They've been updating, but they haven't really kind of taken that massive leap in terms of innovation. And that's what, you know, Sixterra is going to be all about, in delivering that kind of very cutting edge security products into the market.
Well, so far, all that security has been is just putting up an extra wall. So, you know, well, you're laughing, but isn't that what it's just been? Well, I have 15 walls up. Well, you need 17, sir. And we're going to put up those last two and you're going to be safe forever.
Yeah, it's really about understanding. I mean, there's different areas of all this, right? But I think one of the things is really understanding what are the profiles of the individuals that are getting into networks. Why are they opening your phone? What kind of files are you trying to get into? And then how do you kind of protect all of those different areas from the people who are trying to do bad things to your systems, right?
It's so hard because you're in business. You want to answer the phone. It comes up unknown, and it's some guy calling you from India asking you if he can help you fix your phone or your computer. And you go, oh, my God, I just opened up my universe to who knows who.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that's top of mind. To your point, it's something that is, whether you are a large business, a federal, you know, federal agency, a local government agency, or a small business, it's something that everybody needs to be very much kind of attuned to. And that's one of the other areas that we're going to focus in a lot at Emerge, is, you know, cybersecurity and how people can protect themselves. It is areas like mobile payments, it's fintech, it's big data analytics and Internet of Things, all of the things that are really kind of driving businesses moving forward. So you can find a lot more information on the website, emergeamericas.com, that'll have our agenda, a lot of the speakers that we're going to have. So if, you know, it's going to be really great, and I hope everybody can go to the website and
check
it out.
What dates? You're telling everything, but you're dancing around what you, come. When is it?
We're only about 30 days away. So we'll be June 12th and 13th, on Miami Beach. So we hope everybody in the community will join us. It's, again, it is that unique opportunity to really, connect with a global audience that's coming to Miami to do business, and to talk technology. And there's opportunities there from everybody from, you know, the largest enterprises to the small companies that are looking to drive innovation, that are entrepreneurs, and also the ones that are trying to learn about the latest innovations that are going to change their businesses. So
it's not even changing your business, it's changing your life. And, you know, one of the things that is really important about South Florida is that we need to have places where people can come together, have those collisions, have those random exchanges of ideas, because you really don't know what's going to happen when you shoot that arrow into the air and where it's going to land and who's going to be there. I've met some fabulous people at the his past Emerges. I'm looking very much forward to going. I will tell you, this is the last time I walked around. Last year, I walked around with a cybersecurity expert.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was great listening to him give me the play-by-play. You know, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just a pop culture consumer, and I just want to go there, and I want to hear what's coming. I want to see what's going on. I want to hear some good ideas. I want to make sure that my phone's protected. I mean, you know, the important things in life. You know, and here it is. Here's an important thing in life. You know, we all are getting fished. We all are getting our phones called on. We all get these crazy emails. The spam filter doesn't filter it all out. And it is something that's required. So just another move back, because we've been on now for about a half hour. Maybe some people have tuned in. Tell them a little bit about what's going on with Emerge. What is Emerge, and what does Emerge bring into our community?
Yeah, so what Emerge is all about is really serving as a global platform for the technology and innovation sector, and bringing all of that kind of spotlight on a global basis to Miami, focused on technology. We're going to be, you know, just 30 days away. We're June 12th and 13th there on Miami Beach, and really kind of focused again on providing opportunities across the region, across, you know, Latin America, Europe, the U.S., tied to technology. We're bringing together some of the best entrepreneurs in the world are participating. We're bringing together some of the best speakers. You know,
like who?
Like Steve Wozniak, again, Marcelo Claude, Yuri Levine.
Who are those people?
Yeah, the founder of, you know, founder of Apple, CEO of Sprint.
Thank you.
And
translated also into Jim Fried, you know?
Well, and I think one of the other things that's obviously exciting, we've always had a great support from our good friend, Mr. 305. So Armando Christian Perez, known as Pitbull, we'll be back again this year.
We didn't play Fireball that time, Wanda.
He's going to be doing a really interesting session with Susie Orman on entrepreneurship.
Oh, the money lady.
That's right. And personal finance, and really how people can get some really great advice and kind of insight into how to manage your money and how to invest wisely. And they're going to have a great session. It's obviously going to be very spirited. We're looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds great. How do people get information about attending, dates? Are there different levels of attendance that people can have?
There absolutely are. So all that information is on our website.
I want to be behind the velvet rope. That's where I want to be.
Well, that could be pretty pricey, Jim. So
okay. Well, I've got my ball here. Hold on a minute.
So emergeamericas.com.
Can we pay you electronically?
Electronically, of course. Yes, we do take that payment. But emergeamericas.com has all the information about the speakers, our agenda. You know, we're updating it on a daily basis with more and more companies that are coming in and participating. So you could definitely find everything about what's going on and what's going to be in the building on June 12th and 13th at Miami Beach.
Well, I hope you'll come back afterwards and fill up some time during our summer with what you learned and what you found, because I can't just have you coming back once a year. You're too good of a guest.
I would love to. I love being on.
All right. Well, listen, Javi, thank you so much for coming. coming in. We really appreciate you having. Good luck with eMERGE. High five to Manny. I'll look forward to seeing my old friend Manny at the event too, and we'll get you guys back on the show sometime after so you can give us a real good update on where we're heading here. Would you call us the Silicon Coast yet?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Every day is we're getting even better.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. Make sure you go to, what is it, emergeamericas.com?
Emergeamericas.com.
Register today. I'll be there. My buddies will be there. Even the cybersecurity guys will be there walking around trying to figure out what the latest stuff is. Be there.